your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls we go, and we'll give you some big news out of Mexico here in moments. First, it's Ziggy calling from the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
right. I don't know if news has reached you over there. I think it has, but the Lockerbie bomber was released yesterday.
Who is the Lockerbie bomber?
Let me try and pronounce his name. Ali Al-Magraki. He's a Libyan national and has been convicted of planting the bomb on Pan Am Flight 103, which crashed in December 1988 over Lockerbie in Scotland.
Well, what was his motivation for doing that?
American imperialism, probably. Now, however, you know, I mean, I don't think that 270 innocent people deserve to die for that.
Certainly not.
And the thing is, though, there is already a conspiracy theory abounding, and this is not a kook's conspiracy theory. I mean, this has been reported on the BBC, that he was actually released to secure trade deals with Libya, because Libya has lots and lots of oil, and, of course, the world is running out of oil.
So who was holding him? Was it the UK or the US?
It was the Scottish, the people responsible were the Scottish executive. Scotland has devolved government.
Gotcha. So you're saying he's now out?
Yes, but I'm saying that he was released on compassionate grounds because he has terminal cancer. However, there is a rumor now that he was released to secure an oil deal.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that speculation. Anything else on your mind tonight, Ziggy?
Yeah, I tried to ring up the other night. On Monday, in response to you talking about Afghanistan on Saturday, I don't know if you were aware, but President Karzai in Afghanistan has practically legalized rape.
Oh, dear.
Basically, a married man can starve his wife if she refuses to give him sex.
And this is the guy that the U.S. people basically favored putting in, right?
Yeah, this makes me very, very angry because, I know that you don't pay federal tax, but, you know.
I do on my cell phone bill. I can't avoid that one. And my ISDN line. So all my communications, they get a piece of that, but otherwise I'm avoiding everything else.
Yeah, so I don't know whether you are funding, but I suspect most people are helping to fund, you know, the propping up of the Afghan government.
Yep, and just another reason to stop. Just another great reason to withhold your money and keep it and spend it on the people you care about.
It's no different, Ziggy. It's no different than what the United States did in Iran, a few decades ago. They had a democracy there. They put this puppet dictator in, and it's led to the problems in the society that Iran has today.
Yeah, well, it makes me laugh. There were elections in Afghanistan yesterday, and basically the people came out to vote, even though the people have been moaning about the corruption in government. And it's like, well, voting is not going to change anything.
Certainly not. Thank you, Ziggy, for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you.
In some areas, the southern Afghanistan, where the Taliban is very well entrenched, the voting was as low as 8%. So, you know, it's how can you even call that legitimate? 51%.
Well, what is legitimate?
I'm just saying, 51% of 8%. You're talking about a pretty small number there.
Seems pretty typical. I mean, that's a lot about what. I mean, that's about what turns out at many local elections around America.
Local elections, sure.
I mean, it's been as low as 3% around here, from what I understand.
Yeah.
It goes up to as high as 12, 17%, but it's usually not more than that. if you want more people to turn out, if it's a presidential election, you'll see closer to 50%. But it's not even usually 50% in the presidential election.
On the times that they're going to vote on issues in particular, they'll often manipulate that. If they believe that getting more people out will be better for the issue, then they'll put it in during the presidential election. If they believe that getting fewer people out will be better for the issue, then they'll put it in some off election where nobody will go to. So
if it's something that benefits the bureaucrats so that they can have their own school teachers come out and all vote for something that they're going to gain from.
They'll probably likely give the school teachers the day off so they can go and vote and the whole thing.
Yeah. Which is why you'll never see, or very rarely will you see, instances of zero voter turnout, because there are always people that are within the system that have an incentive to come out and get involved in their own process to perpetuate it. There are the occasional stories that you'll see after any major election season. There's usually a story about some little town somewhere that has a population of 12, somebody running for mayor there, and no one even comes out. I think there was a story about how somebody didn't even vote for themselves, and so therefore nobody voted in the election.
Yeah.
But the town itself only had a 40 population or something like that. And so, yeah, there are those instances of non-voting, but you don't see the town governments dissolving or anything like that. They just continue to perpetuate themselves, regardless of the fact that people came out and voted, which is why I think there are some people that are in of the voluntarist persuasion that are very anti-voting and somehow believe that if they could just convince everyone to stop voting, that the government would go away. I think if you could convince people to ignore the state in general, then there's not much they could do about that. But if all you're going to do is stop voting, you need to have a much more holistic approach to that particular
tactic.
Right,
and it seems like the drum that they beat, the way that they get attention, for instance, for what they're doing is, not voting. And I see a lot of good things about agorism, but I don't think that you're going to topple the government by having a garden at home and trading with your friends in gold and silver. And I'm sorry, that's it's just not going to happen. So that's where I show up on it.
Certainly it's going to take more than, just networking with your friends in your small, closed community. It's going to take making the masses aware of why you're doing this, of the reasons behind it, of what's going to happen, when the dollar collapses and,
I'm all for education, Sam. However, when you're talking about some of these local elections, it's a heck of a lot easier to get together, say, 4% of the population to go in a given town and vote for a particular thing than it is to get 98% of the people to say, we're just not paying our property taxes. I mean, it seems like a lot of the philosophy.
You don't need 98%. It's going to be difficult enough to get 1%, but I think if you could get 1%.
Really? You really think that 50% of people didn't pay their property taxes, that it would really matter to the bureaucrats? They'd take your property on paper, and then they'd do what they want with it.
But they'd have to actually take you out of the property.
No, they don't. They can sell it later, and then, the cops come.
Eventually, they'll evict you.
Somebody owns that property at that point. Then you're living on somebody who's stolen the property.
You're saying if 50% of the people didn't pay property taxes,
I absolutely
fold. They do not have the money.
Fold? Are you kidding me?
50%.
They have your money. They have 50. They have the money of 50%.
If you can get 50% of the people to not pay property taxes, then the political system will have already completely changed by that point.
Yeah,
I think that much is true.
Okay, then. But so then why what are we talking about that for? 1-800-259-9231. If you can get 1%. Of any given population to simultaneously not pay and make a popular issue out of it, give it as much coverage as you possibly can, focus in on each individual family, each individual household, and tell their story as to what their motivations are, why they're doing this. Maybe they want to homeschool their kid and they don't feel like sending money to the government school system or something like that. I know I'd feel that way if I were a parent. Tell their story.
I do feel that way. I am a parent.
I understand that. So you tell their story and you get people to empathize with them, and maybe some will join them, maybe they'll just support them. But either way, if you had 1% in a place like Keene, New Hampshire, 25,000 people live around here. 1% is 250
sounds
people.
Right, yeah.
So that's a lot of darn people not paying property taxes, four to a household. I mean, you've got a significant chunk of...
You are running right up on what the government does the best, though, right? They force people to do things. And
that's okay.
They're very, very, the thing they're very, very best
right.
at.
No. What they do best is isolate the few individuals who stand up against the state and crush them. they do not know how to handle a mass uprising of people saying no.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's been some disobedience here in New Hampshire, but big news out of Mexico. We'll get to that. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and possibly their video to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Get over there and try it out today by downloading one of their free audiobooks at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As a matter of fact, the new Terry Goodkind book is available on audiblepodcast.com, and all you have to do is to get it free is go and sign up at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. I did it today. It's fast and easy.
All right, we're continuing with your phone calls. Bob is in Ohio, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
Hello, fellas. God bless and good evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Well, a few things. First of all, that was total misinformation on the one statement that fella made about oil shortage.
There's and what shortage?
Oil shortage.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, that was total misinformation. There's a number of other points I'd like to share with you.
Well, what are you suggesting, that there is no oil shortage?
No, sir, there is no oil shortage. It's a control mechanism of the globalists, okay? We sell 80% of the oil that comes out of the Alaska pipelines, which are controlled with the output put out from Alaska lines and a lot of reservoirs untapped up there, 80%. Most of that oil, that 80% goes to the Asian countries. Okay.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if what you're saying was true, and that is that there are certain very exclusive groups of people that have access to oil fields and, you know, would possibly gather together in a cartelized sort of form to restrict the amount that's being churned out. And there are people that say that the Earth just continually produces more oil. So I'm personally somebody that doesn't believe in the lack mentality and the shortage mentality. So I see where you're coming from.
Okay, there's some other information I'd like to share, too.
Well, hold on. We got a question for you, Bob.
So, Bob, you're saying the peak oil is not reality, or help me understand that. Because the concept of peak oil is not that the world's going to run out, but when you first drill into an oil field, you have all of the pressure that's there, and as you drain the oil from it, that pressure continues to drop, and you have to pump in sand or pump in other materials to help increase that pressure, and the harder and harder it gets, the more expensive that oil is to extract. So prices are going to naturally rise, and that's going to create havoc in the marketplace. You're saying that doesn't exist, or that's not a problem today?
No, there's many factors involved. That is a very serious part of the topic that you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a serious issue. I'll make this statement. God put that oil down there to help absorb shock from the continental drifts and continents. That's my logical conclusion, the reason for oil, one of the reasons for oil that God
So oil is God's cartilage.
That's right.
There you go.
Who knows?
That's right.
Thank you both for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Oh, you've got another one? Are you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, quick.
Very quickly. The largest untapped oil reserve in the world today, or at least one of them, untapped, is off the coast of Vietnam near the China Sea there. The largest. I understand. I was told the very largest.
Okay, and the relevance of that is what?
Well, we have to look at that on the basis of future economics. And you know, Oil is cash. Cash is power. So people need to take that into consideration with global economics.
What is that supposed to mean? I guess I don't understand what you're getting at.
Well, that goes back to being told the oil shortage, and so economically, the Chinese have access. Is what I'm saying. The Chinese has access to the largest untapped oil reserves in the world.
Well, okay. We're doomed. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know why I should be concerned about that.
We are doomed.
Well, you know, I watched a documentary, a couple on peak oil, and it is a real concern that's going to become very important over the next few decades. And here's why. Food production 100 years ago used to take less than, I think, 50 calories. I don't remember the exact numbers, but 50 calories of energy to produce 1 calorie of food or to grow it and so forth. A few years ago, that was up to 2,000 calories of energy that's coming from petroleum oil to produce 1 calorie of food, and now it's over.
Why would that be?
10,000. Because
why would it take more calories to produce more energy to produce less energy than it did in the past? I would think growing methods. It's my understanding they've become more fruitful.
Well, it's true because you have used to have these local farmers using horses and so forth to pull their plows through the dirt, whereas now you have tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the grocery store, you can get food from all over the world. Well, it takes gasoline, it takes trucks, it takes trains,
okay.
It takes airplanes to get that food distributed all over the world. So essentially, we are burning 10,000 calories of petroleum for every 1 calorie of food that is produced. And as the prices of oil go up, the prices of food are going to rise almost in lockstep.
That's
with
true.
That.
Sure, because everything has to be delivered.
Sure.
And with the government consolidating farmers and putting all this legislation in place to create these larger corporate conglomerates and farms and so forth that centralize food production, they do that by using all of that petroleum. So America or most of the world is going to be in big trouble when peak oil starts to take effect.
Well, there's one thing you have to look at in this scenario, though, is sure, oil could go up to $4 or $5 a gallon, and gasoline prices go up $4, $5, $6 a gallon. We've had that happen, and it really did put a kind of a crimp in our style.
Yeah.
But we were able to handle it. You know, the people were able to handle it. They traveled less. They figured out how to budget themselves differently. Something will come along. It gave an opportunity, although however short the window was, for alternative fuels and alternative ways of doing things to come about. Oil tends to be, at this point, petroleum tends to be the cheapest way to power things. However, once it got more, if it got more expensive, it would, more areas that have, like, shale oil and things like that would become available, mm-hmm. become cost effective to mine and look at it, and also
alternative energy.
Different alternatives, not just green energy necessarily, yeah. But there's all kinds of different energy out there. I've seen wood burning cars.
Just changes
before.
Form after
yeah.
all.
Yep. So, I think we can handle it. It's peak oil tends to come with this kind of scare mentality that goes with it, and I'm not saying that it's not true. I don't know whether the Earth just produces oil on its own or whether it comes from dead dinosaurs, as I was told in the Exxon commercial when I was little, or Texaco or whatever it was. But either way, we will figure something out. I totally believe in man's ability to do that.
Unless the government decides to step in the way and prevent people from figuring something out, I tend to agree with where you're coming from there. 800-259-9231. The marketplace has an amazing ability to take what was at one time perhaps a nuisance or some sort of product that people didn't know what the hell to do with, which is what oil was in the past. It was a pollutant to farmland, and then figure out how to turn it into gold, basically. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStrong.com. Stronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We have updates so you can get signed up and get kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Walking Liberty Half Dollar is currently available through Midas Resources at $8.69. This silver coin served Americans for 40 or 50 years. And it's considered to be one of the most beautiful coins ever designed by the U.S. Mint. And you can get them for $8.69 by going to silver.freetalklive.com. That's silver.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is joined up with Midas Resources to bring you this deal.
Let's address something that an objection that someone brought up about that. Last night we mentioned that for the first time.
Yes.
And you got an email or a post on the BBS that your attention was directed to, where someone had gone to try to buy one of that was you were advertising the Lakota,
yep.
Which is also available. I think it's $19.40.
$19.70.
Less than $20 for one of the 1 ounce of silver Lakotas,
mm-hmm.
which is very, very beautiful from what I can tell. I'm looking forward to getting some myself. But somebody went to try to order one of them and was shocked at the shipping price.
Yep, it basically costs them about the same to ship one as it does to ship 20 of them. There's insurance that they have to take out on it, registered mail, because you don't, obviously, would you want to put a silver coin in the mail to send somebody that you don't know, unregistered and uninsured? Does that sound like a good idea?
Well, I figured, you know, you've got to pay the whoever it is that's doing the shipping to yep. do the shipping, and so the idea here, when you're buying silver, is to buy more than an ounce, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if you want to get a good price on the shipping.
That, yes, I agree with that entirely, and that's going to be a good thing to do, but we're also setting up something here that'll probably will roll out next week, where I'm going to allow listeners to essentially give a certain amount per month or per week or whatever to be automatically debited from their credit card or bank account.
And auto-ship? Silver auto-ship?
It won't be auto-ship necessarily. They'll hold on to the silver until a large enough amount is then collected so that you won't be paying all that out in shipping.
That's pretty cool.
It's like a little investment program. I wish that I could have at one point essentially put a certain amount away towards silver coins. And you know, one of the biggest problems with silver and gold is shipping.
Right. Once you get to a certain level, you can set whatever level that is going to trigger the amount to actually create the shipment.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'd get nervous having my silver sitting somewhere, having dealt with the Liberty Dollar in the past, which was a great experiment. Unfortunately, now it's a mess because the federal government came in and raided their offices and stole all the silver. So that's still a neat idea.
It doesn't seem likely. And Midas Resources does something very similar to what many gold purveyors do.
Oh, yeah.
Liberty Dollar is doing something entirely different. Certainly things can happen, and you want to have your silver on you. However, when you're talking about shipping, say, 20 Lakotas, you're really only talking about $400 worth of silver. So depending on how much you manage to put away per month, it doesn't take too long
to get to that point
to line up.
And, very cool. Yeah. It's a neat idea. I never heard of anything like that before.
But it's mine.
All right. Congratulations.
I'm a super genius.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Scott is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, how you doing there, Sam, Ian, and Mark? I got a couple things I wanted to talk to you tonight and take a little time. Did you guys hear in the past, I think it was Hebron, California, where they shut the pumps off to the tunnels water to a lot of the vegetable and fruit fields because of a 2-inch endangered fish?
Yeah, I did hear about that. I think somebody
called
in. I just
wanted you guys to comment on that. What do you think that's about? And
I think it's
then
a shame.
I got another one.
I think it's a shame. I mean, I understand animals are great. I love animals, all for taking care of them. And I think that there are plenty of people out there that would be willing to buy plots of land. I know the Nature Conservancy does this. They buy plots of land and they keep them in their native element, maybe going in and doing a little bit of upkeep to the land, but otherwise, you know, keeping it in its pristine condition so animals can live on it unmolested. But I think that if you own a piece of property and you're trying to do something with it, in this case, farm or develop or whatever it is that you're trying to do with it, the government people should not be able to come in and say, oh, sorry about this. We're just going to have to stop your farming because of this fish or this bird or whatever.
You know, back in the, I think it was the 90s, Rush Limbaugh was doing this thing about the spotted owl out in the Pacific Northwest. And he was showing how these spotted owls that they were so in danger that their pristine environment is being destroyed were living in billboards and mailboxes and barns. And they were figuring it out on their own that left to their own devices, these owls would figure it out. And the fact is these laws really do damage to the animal that they're trying to protect. In Florida, I was told, if you buy a piece of property and you see a scrub jay on it, shoot it. Because then if you see a scrub jay, basically you can't build anywhere, you can't do anything with your property, you've just basically bought a piece of property that you will now be paying property taxes on, and you can't do anything with it.
If someone finds out.
Right. If somebody finds out about the scrub jay.
Right.
So the advice of the real estate agent was, shoot it immediately. What is that going to do for the scrub jay population? It's not going to be good. It's because of the law that these creatures are, in fact, even more endangered.
Now, granted, in the private market, water companies that are there to deliver water are going to be incented to find new sources to provide water, whatever it takes. So this is likely not going to happen. But I've never really thought about the scenario of, what if I have a piece of property that backs up to a river, or a river runs through it, and somebody upstream has a large farm, and they divert most of that water to water their fields. But, you know, 5 years ago, I built a plant that needs water from that river as well, and now it's not available. What's my remedy there?
That's a good question. I guess it would depend on if anyone owns that river. Do you own a piece of the river?
I own the part that runs through my property, but so does the guy upstream, and who's to say that he can use the water and I can't.
The only way that I think that anything would be said was if there would be an agreement between you guys. Mm-hmm. And if there's no agreement, then I don't know how an arbitrator would decide on something like that. I mean, it's hard to predict, necessarily. We're talking about a world in which there is no government, basically?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you'd have to have an agreement to really know for sure how something like that would come out. And if there is no agreement, then it'd be up to an arbitrator to decide. And he might just say, hey, this is his part of the river and he decided to divert it over here, hey, that's the way things go. I don't know. It's a good question.
Doesn't we'll seem likely. You. When you buy a piece of property and it has a river that's going through that piece of property, I mean, you bought the river too. So if somebody does something to take away the river, in the same way, if the guy starts dumping things that in his upstream of the river, then it comes down to you, he's clearly polluting it. He's doing the same thing by taking the river.
No, I don't know. That polluting it is one thing, but actually diverting it to water my crops on my field. That's a resource that I'm using, and, you know, who's to say somebody else upstream couldn't do the same thing?
First come, first serve.
I don't know. Doesn't sound like that's how people would come to that conclusion.
Like I said, I don't know. All I can do is speculate, right? I don't know how an arbitrator would decide on something like that. So what else did you have for us tonight, Scott?
Well, I haven't heard you guys talk much about this swine flu.
What's there to say?
Are you guys aware that they are going, and my wife works in a hospital here, and she come home the other night and said that all the kids going to school on the first day are going to have a physical.
Oh, really?
Well, anyways, this swine flu, I guess the New World Order has moved it up to level 6 worldwide.
What does that mean?
And they're saying in these shots is nothing but poison. Mercury is in them, and they're saying now that the new swine flu virus has the squalene virus in from 1918.
Well, I don't know who they... First of all, I don't know who they are. You keep saying they're saying. I don't know what's true out there, but I do know that I'm not concerned, really, about flu.
Well, my question is this. If they come, do you have kids?
I do not. Mark does.
Okay, does Sam or Mark?
I do.
Okay, are you going to let them come and give your... My question is, are you going to let them come and give your kids a shot?
No.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You wouldn't be sending your kid to the government school in the first place.
No, I think that's where the first problem goes in. And
if that's true, it's pretty outrageous if they're going to be giving kids physicals.
I had an adverse reaction to the flu vaccine anyway, so it wouldn't matter to me whatever kind of fictitious nonsense they say is in it. I, in fact, am allergic to flu vaccines, and therefore I would suspect my son was more likely to be that way, too.
All right, more on the way here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. They include things like the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streams, and more. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Sam, I know you wanted to touch on swine flu. We're going to come back around to that. Let's go first, though, to the lady callers. Joe is on the line in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
I'm going to be as brief as I can. It's kind of difficult to do. I bought property in Texas, mm-hmm. 35 acres. My husband was in the Navy. We needed the money so badly that I struggled to pay for this property with. I knew that there was going to be a highway widened adjoining my property. My property lay only about 350 feet off of the highway that was going to be widened.
Okay.
And I knew that I had wonderful highway sand, you know, to build a highway with. And so I struggled many years to pay for the property at $50 an acre. $50 an acre. And the powers that be, they wouldn't allow my property sand to be used. The dump trucks drove through school districts, tore up the Texas highways to haul the sand 45 miles one way.
So, Joe, let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You had property by a highway. They were going to expand the highway. You believed they would just use the sand that was already part of your property to build the highway with, and you said that rather than use your sand on your property, and I presume you mean pay you for it, they decided to go with some, whatever the corporate sand provider was that they made some sort of deal with, and as you're saying, spent all kinds of gas to truck the sand to your property, and you know, instead of using the sand that was right there, which would have made it more, you're saying would have made more economic sense for them?
Well, yes, my property lay right next to the highway.
Got it.
And then rather than use my sand, they hauled it 45 miles one way.
Well, I'm sure their excuse is that, you know, they wanted to give the truckers jobs and that they wanted to give this contract to their buddies, because that's what governments do, is they, you know, they help their friends and they punish their enemies. And I'm not saying that you're necessarily someone who's been identified as their enemy, but you're definitely not one of their friends, so they're not interested in doing anything to help you out.
Well, it would
be. I was on the airways the way you are. You know, I was always opening my big mouth, and yes, I became their enemy.
Oh, really?
And
what did they
so
do
they
to you?
Punished me. I was punished by not allowing my sand to be used. Very
did
definitely.
They,
I lost
did they pick
four.
On you in any other fashion, or was it that just it?
Oh well, no. That wasn't the only way. I had people tell me they knew where I lived and where my children went to school, and yeah.
So
no,
they threatened you. So they threatened you after you spoke up about their inefficiency.
Well, that and other things, you know. I've always been very political.
I see.
I attribute that to my grandfather on my paternal
it
grandfather.
It doesn't matter where it came from, but
yeah,
I definitely appreciate.
He took me to rallies when I was a little girl.
I see.
You know, political rallies. And
you know, it just goes to show, Joe, that that the political realm is not without risk. I know a lot of people believe that just by getting involved in politics, they're relatively safe. But if you start rocking the apple cart, then the bureaucrats may very well target you, as it sounded like some of them did, trying to intimidate you. And I'm sorry.
Well, not only
that,
I spent 15. I was sentenced to 30 days in jail with six other people.
Why was
because,
that?
Well, my son-in-law refused to get to pay tribute to drive down our highways, and he wouldn't get a driver's license and a tag for his.
Why did they put you in jail for what he did?
Well, because we went to court to uphold him, you know, to support him,
mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't stand when the judge walked into the court. I said,
really?
Well, you know, I've slept with my husband 45 years, and I don't stand up when he walks in the room.
Sure.
Why should I?
Sure.
You know,
what did they do to you because of that? Did they arrest you because you didn't stand
for
the judge?
They arrested seven of us and put us in jail for. We were sentenced to 30 days in jail for contempt for not standing. We were very quiet. We weren't disruptive in any way. We just refused to stand when the judge walked in the door. And
I think that's heroic of you, Joe. I want to thank you for doing that. I think that I wish more people had that kind of courage to buck the system in that way, to not bow down or, in this case, stand up for the man. I think that took a lot of courage, and you should be commended for it. How long did you end up spending in jail? Was it all 15 or 30 days?
15 days, and I was extremely ill.
My goodness, how old were you at the time?
I was, that was in 84, and I'm, that was in 82, and I'm 84, so I don't know how many years. Yeah, I refuse to buckle.
Good for you, and I think that's awesome, and I was shocked when I heard that happened, but I guess I'm just so used to things up here in New Hampshire where regularly entire courtrooms full of people will not stand for the judge, and he just kind of ignores us at this point. He was upset about it at first, I think, and then realized it wasn't going to stop.
I didn't know that. That's wonderful.
It is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Thank you for your story tonight. Mark, did you have a question?
Well, not a question. I was just going to point out that Quakers have throughout, you know, the centuries up here in New England and around America and around the world, they refuse to stand for judges too because they don't believe that God recognizes one man above another and that they should that they shouldn't have to do it either. They won't remove their hats in a courtroom, and they wouldn't stand for a judge.
Well, do you know that was cited? We were not unprecedented.
Yep.
It was. Done other parts of the country.
Sure.
And those people don't go to jail.
But, well, that didn't stop them, though. I mean, even though it was cited,
it didn't
stop them from hurting you.
let me tell you, I'll shock you again by telling you who finally came to our defense. Now, no one, no churches, no, you know, not the 700 Club, not PTL, not anybody came to our defense, but I'll tell you who did. You ready? Are you sitting down?
We're sitting.
The ACLU?
The ACLU.
It's not a surprise. It's Joe. Joe, the ACLU gets a real bad rap from the so-called conservative hosts on talk radio because they, you know, sometimes support so-called liberal issues, and so they get painted into this corner as though they're, for whatever reason, anti-American. I've seen, from what I've seen, the ACLU is a lot of the time on the side of freedom. And
you know, I didn't know
right
that.
Thing. Yeah,
well, I went to jail. I didn't know that. I thought, really, I had fought them for years. I did not know, you know, because believe it or not, even way back yonder, honey, we haven't had freedom of speech and freedom of the news. So
I do believe
I didn't
that.
Know.
And Joe, I thank you so much for your story tonight and sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate and I admire your courage to not stand up for that tyrannical man in a black robe. Thank you for the call tonight. And how interesting that after she went through that situation, she discovered something about the ACLU that she didn't necessarily realize. And it's not fair the way they talk about the ACLU on most talk radio. Well, like they're an organization of evil and it's a bunch of nonsense.
They support the gay people, you know.
Is that what it's about?
In a lot of cases, it's about that.
That's despicable.
And
angry at them for that.
Don't forget the Mexicans. You know,
right, because gay people and Mexicans shouldn't be free, right? Is that the idea?
Well, they shouldn't be free in this country. They can go
apparently
be free
not.
In their own countries.
That is just absolutely detestable in my book. And I'm glad that Joe was able to at least, you know, take something positive away from that. That, you know, maybe she'd been wrong about that particular organization. Is the ACLU always on the side of freedom? No, certainly not. Certainly not.
I'm sure there will be plenty of instances where they're not.
But it's this moronic, ignorant mentality that is propagated in the world of talk radio that... Well, if they're bad on these issues, then they're just bad to the bone, and they're not worthy of either. You shouldn't even give them a critical second look. Just take our word for it. Bad organization. And then whenever you see the letters ACLU, you think, oh, those guys are bad. I remember what I heard on Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
And I read a letter, or I received a letter from a congressperson or something, talking about the ACLU was originally started to re-legalize cocaine and other drugs like that. And I remember being shocked to think the ACLU does that, but it's because I didn't have the foundation to understand liberty.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.